One of the privileges of working in the travel media is that I have the opportunity to meet some of the real movers and shakers of the travel world. And today I'm pleased to be talking with Minister Pascal Berube, Minister for Tourism of Quebec. Thank you, Minister, for taking the time to speak to the listeners of the Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, at a time when there are so many exotic destinations clamoring for our vacation attention, we sometimes are guilty, I think, of forgetting about the treasures in our own backyard. Minister, what are some of the treasures of Quebec that you would like to remind our listeners about?
Well, let's say the first treasure is the Quebecer themselves. They're warm people, pretty authentic. They love to have a visitor all year round. So this is the best hidden secret. But we have so much to offer to everyone around the world in all the areas. In the big cities, Montreal and Quebec. It's like, I like to say sometimes it's Europe without a jet lag for people from Ontario or New York City or Boston. And there's great cities, small town, great food, great atmosphere, party people, we can say that. And we're really turning into having great relationship with people. So I do think Quebec is like a miracle, and I'm pretty proud to promote this great province.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to travel pretty extensively throughout the province, from Nunavik up in the north to, and a favorite of mine, the Eastern Townships down there in the south. But there are still so many regions of Quebec that I yearn to visit. And probably top of my list, I think, is your home region, the Gaspésie.
Oh, thank you. The Gaspésie is such a great area. I remember the National Geographic, it was like 3 years ago, said that one of the top three destinations in the world you have to see before you die is the Gaspésie. So it's such an honor for us. But there's so much other region. Let's say just across the river, you have the North Shore. Mm-hmm. It's a great area near the St. Lawrence River. You have Northern Quebec that we're trying to discover and make sure that it could be a great place for a visitor. And other areas like maybe Charlevoix. This is an area next to Quebec City at east, where you can match a culture and food and great landscape.
Oh, and the food and wine of Charlevoix.
Yeah, and cheese and in the goat of Charlevoix, you have so much great product.
What are the new developments that are happening in the province of Quebec?
Well, let's say we want, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So we have so much a great offer to do for all the visitors. But we have a commitment as a government to invest in tourism. So every single year, the touristic products, the hotels, the cities make sure to be beautiful, to be ready for visitors. So, in Quebec, is always charming, is always new, it's always authentic, it's always original. That's our branding, Quebec Original.
And the cuisine is always magnifique.
And the cuisine is always open every single hour of the day. If you need fine cuisine or poutine, we're always there to make sure you feel at home.
And what are your favorite festivals? Because there's so many events.
Oh, it's hard. Let's say right now, Montréal en Lumière, which is a winter festival in Montreal, opening this week, is such a great festival. It's a unique urban festival in the winter, in the heart of the city. So it's a great event. We have so much festival all summer long. Great festival in Montreal, in Quebec City as well, Festival d'été Québec with world-renowned artists. But in all the areas, we have some authentic rally, people gathering there to have fun, to listen to great artists, just to have a drink. So Quebec is a lot about those great outdoor events.
Now, as a minister, of course, you have to represent all regions of Quebec. But if you could just take off your ministerial hat for a moment and you're talking to your best friend who's never been to Quebec before, what little hidden gem would you say, you've got to see this?
Oh, that's hard. Let's say the cruise industry now in Quebec, we have 9 ports of scale. It's pretty new to Quebec, and we certainly wish that we have people from all around the world. But I do wish that even people from Quebec could use those cruises to discover Quebec by the river, by the St. Lawrence River. It's a different point of view, and I do think it's pretty interesting.
I personally have cruised up the Saguenay on a
the fjord.
Tall ship. Yes, a magnificent experience. Right. So I laud that. I certainly would recommend that as well. Where can listeners go for more information on Quebec tourism?
Well, we have a website called bonjourquebec.com, and you can even ask me questions on Twitter, on Facebook, and I answer myself as a minister. I think it's pretty unique in America or in the world. But I try to give you answer as soon as possible in the day, within the day. And we have this Quebec Original campaign going on our website. So it's easy to reach us, and it's easy to be happy with us.
Fantastic. Thank you, Minister, for sharing your insights into the irresistible attractions of vacationing in Quebec. And I look forward to sharing our conversation with our Travel Show listeners.
And thank you for your interest in Quebec, La Belle Province. It's such an honor for us to make sure that the people who are listening to you want to discover us and visit us.